Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you hear? Yes. Did you hear? The trans fats are being pulled off store shelves. The FDA has given the food industry 3 years to do this. Why is this significant? Well, we have cardiologist Dr. Michael Fenster. That's his last name. He's an MD and author and a fabulous cardiologist. He also loves to cook, and he's here with us to explain. Dr. Mike, it's such an honor to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's delightful to be here.
Well, it's just going to be a great show, and I just want to start right off with this question. Did you celebrate when the FDA ruled for the removal of trans fats?
I just popped a bottle of champagne and said, finally.
Finally. Absolutely. I mean, what took them so long, right? Well, help us out and define trans fats first so people understand why that we're excited.
Well, trans fats, although they occur in nature, they are very rarely consumed as part of our diet. You can find small amounts of them, you know, in some bovine products. And what differentiates a trans fat from most of the fats we consume, which are called cis fats, is really how they hang out in space. And if you think about it, if you can put your hands up like you're going to give a double high five, and then, you know, you two ladies get up there, give each other a high five, you are in cis configuration. So you have these, your arms, which are these methyl groups, are both facing forward. And if you go to give sort of one high, one low, and you're kind of hanging out in a linear fashion, that's what we call a trans fatty acid. So it has one group high, one group low, and it acts and looks a lot like what we see in terms of saturated fatty acids. And just that little bit of difference, the way it hangs out in space, its shape, if you will, can completely alter how it functions on our body, even though if you were to look on the page, they're chemically absolutely identical.
Well, that's you brought up some organic chem memories.
I know. I had, you know, horror flashbacks, you know, whenever I have to, you know, kind of review that stuff as well. But being a chemistry major in college, I actually, you know, I didn't think it would pay off. You know, I started my culinary career, cooking professionally in college, to work through college and, you know, taking organic chemistry. And little did I know that decades later, you know, the two would meet.
Yeah, I love that analogy of the high five. I wish I had that back in the day. It would have gotten me through some tough times learning my trans and cis formations. I did a lot of organic chem in college. But okay, so that little change, even though they're chemically the same, that little change, I'm guessing, makes it bad. So tell us what is so bad about the trans fats?
Well, again, if we think about them, they're chemically the same, but they look different. So they're like non-identical twins, and one is an evil twin. And this evil trans fatty acid twin loves to just, you know, have outrageous parties, you know, do illicit substances, and just raise all sorts of heck inside our body. And that's essentially what it does. It's sort of an inflammatory instigator. And particularly what we've found is that trans fatty acids alter our lipid profile into one that's more unfavorable. They incite the inflammation that starts this whole atherosclerotic process. So they're highly associated with the development of the number one killer in our country, which is cardiovascular disease.
Wow, that's where you come into the picture. By the way, I love the evil twin concept. I think it's much easier to understand the way you've described it than probably any other way I've heard it.
And well, I'm a simple guy,
that
so that's how I have to do it.
Running around our body. So, as a cardiologist, what do you tell your patients about trans fats? What do you say they shouldn't be eating? What should they be eating instead?
Well, you know, the great thing in terms of avoiding trans fatty acids is to just stay away from processed food. Because anytime we hydrogenate normally liquid, for example, vegetable oils, we're introducing some component of trans fatty acids. And unfortunately, the way that the governmental labeling works, currently, as long as there is less than half a milligram of trans fatty acids in the serving size, which is determined by the manufacturer, these products can claim no trans fatty acids or trans fatty acid free. So it can be very difficult, unless you want to sit there and read the labels, look at the serving sizes, and do research to pick, you know, products that are free from trans fatty acids. But if we, since they're not really naturally occurring in any significant amounts, if we just eat real food, you can get them right out of your diet.
That's such a good point. You brought up a question. So me being a skeptical of the industry over the years, when they say they're going to eliminate the trans fats, is there going to be that threshold of a certain amount is okay, and as long as it's not above 0.5, then they can still have it? Or are we talking about a clean cut? There will be no trans fats.
You know, I've really tried to look into what the letter of the law is going to be. And what's interesting is that from what I can tell, there is not going to be, it's not that they'll be necessarily limited from our diet. Again, I had the question, well, what about the way they do it now in terms of, hey, there's nothing in the in the serving size, so therefore we can claim.
Right.
What's worrisome to me is that the way that I understand law, and I'm not a lawyer by any stretch of imagination, but it seems that you can't add trans fatty acids. So my question is, if you take something and say you deep fry it in hydrogenated vegetable oils, it will it will contain trans fatty acids. So, you know, will that product be outlawed? My guess is no, just based on the sheer economical impact. And so while this is a great step in the right direction, I think we still have a little further to walk down that path. And that's why I tell folks, hey, you know what? Eat fresh, wholesome, real food, quality food. Source it when you can so you know where it comes from. And you don't have to worry about reading any labels. You know, nature, real food that shouldn't come with a label. You know, real apples, real apple.
Yeah.
You know, heritage breed is heritage breed. And if we eat those sorts of things, we can keep them out of our diet without necessarily worrying. It's only really when we indulge in kind of the modern Western diet and the convenience processed items that we walk a tightrope.
You know, you said, I'm going to repeat what you said. I want everybody to, listening to take this to heart. Real foods don't need labels. Apple is an apple. What do we need labels for? So there's your first go-to solution step. But I'm sure people are... The other thing that I think I want to add to this is that we shouldn't be cooking our own trans fats either. Could you just sort of touch on that since you're a chef?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. So, you know, what I tell folks is it makes no sense, you know, to pay extra, source out these wonderful, great ingredients and drop them in the deep fryer. So we definitely want to learn. And that's one of the things that, you know, actually I try to teach patients when I'm doing the culinary side of it is, you know, you don't have to go to culinary school like I did, but with a few simple kind of kitchen survival techniques, you know, learn how to steam, learn how to saute, you know, learn how to put things in the ovens, what you'll get is a wider range and more delicious food, and it'll be better for you.
Well, that sounds super appetizing and not that hard to do. So thank you so much, Dr. Mike, for being with us today. And I want to make sure I send everybody to the right place to look for your book, The Fallacy of the Calorie, as well as some of those cooking tips you're talking about. And that's www.culinaryinterventionalist.com. That's a big name. So I'll make sure and post it on our own page as well so our followers can check it out. And you can find our page at kidcritics.org and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the social media, and we'll make sure and post links. Well, this was really fun and really inspiring to get away from trans fats. We don't need to wait for the industry. We can do it ourselves in our own home. Thank you, everybody, for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.